With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hey everybody, how you doing? This is Bill Williamson. This is our post-game wrap-up show. Tough one. Raiders lose 44-27. Indianapolis Colts. Can't play the Jets every week. Can't have a miracle every week. 7-6. Playoffs are teetering. Not over. I saw somewhere that if the Raiders win out and the Ravens lose tomorrow, the Raiders still in. Well, that's not necessarily true because there's seven teams ahead of the Raiders by my count that all can get to 11 wins, I believe. Raiders most could be 10-6. So they need help. They needed this game to keep, you know, their hopes in their own destiny. That did not happen. They weren't the better team today. They were handled. And that's the way it goes. You know, hey, it's December 13th, and it's week 14. And if you can't win a game like this, that you need to get into the playoffs, well, then you're probably not deserving to get into the playoffs. Again, they can still get there, but they got to figure things out. Excuse me. Offense was better today. That's pretty good defense, but, you know, still not good enough. Defense was terrible. We'll get into those things. Kansas City wins the AFC West for the fifth straight year. So this is not a great day for the Raiders. The defense is terrible. It is what it is. If you're asking about Paul Gunther's job security, I think that's fair. I think he probably should be fired. They spent a lot of money on free agents this year. Nobody's doing anything. Carl Nesbitt came and plays a healthy scratch, for God's sakes. And he's, you know, getting over $16 million in guaranteed money. It's the eighth time they've given up 30 points or more this year. They're averaging, allowing 30 points a game. They're 7-6, and they've been outscored by 41 points this season. Defense is just not good enough. They got run over. They have allowed 418 rushing yards in the last two games. Again, one of those was the Jets. Jonathan Taylor had 150 yards rushing. You know, they just picked them apart. And the rest of their opponents are going to run the ball down their throats. You know, they got the Chargers, who are terrible. Chargers scored a lot of points against the Raiders last time. And that was a little bit of a, you know, last second win. How you want to say lucky miracle. I don't know if it was quite a miracle. Isaiah Johnson makes two great plays. But they could have very easily lost that game. So this is going to be no easy task. And these teams are going to run the ball down their throats. They had one quarterback hit. You know, Vic Beasley plays two games. Everybody thinks he's going to be a savior. Now Tack McKinley at some point. I don't know. They are what they are. One quarterback hit, no sacks. Max Crosby, not to pick on Max, he's the best pass rusher. He leads the team with six sacks, but he hasn't had a sack since Denver. He's gone four games without a sack. So he's not being consistent. No one is. The defense just stinks. I know some of the beat writers saying, is Nick Morrow the best defensive player? They didn't think he was. They didn't evaluate him. They paid Corey Littleton, $36 million to replace him. Now Morrow's playing more than Littleton. Morrow got a possible concussion today. Cleve Farrell had a shoulder injury today. Jonathan Abram, more about him in a minute, a concussion. So just not a good day. But the defense stinks. They just can't. They're not going to be. When they have a good game, it's a fluke. And there hasn't been many of those good games. It's just unfair to the offense. They just can't get anything done. It's just consistent gouge plays. You know, John Gruden made a big deal about Phillip Rivers this week hating the Raiders, and I know Jonathan Hankins said something about it, and ESPN asked Rivers about it this morning. He's like, you know, I don't know, hate and disdain, strong words, but, you know, obviously I played against him so long, I don't like him, but, well, this might have been his last game against the Raiders, and he got the last laugh. He was bad against the Raiders last year in those two games with the Chargers. Pretty solid this game, but he has a better offensive line. He has better... you know, he has a better supporting cast. He doesn't have the Chargers anti-mojo, you know. So, hey, they're 9-4. They're a good team. Certainly better team today. Jonathan Abram, mentioned him a minute ago with the concussion. Didn't have a good game. He's got to stop with these personal fouls. He's got to stop. He's appealing to hits. $80,000 against the Falcons. I mean, this is a guy who he's a guy you want on your team, and for a lot of reasons. He gets pumped up. He has a lot of energy. He does hit hard. He is around the ball. He can be a playmaker, but he plays out. He doesn't play smart sometimes. He is bad in coverage. The Athletic reported that he's giving up a completion percentage of 72% going into today's game. I bet that went up because he didn't have a good game. He got burned a couple of times. He takes bad angles. Yeah, again, you know, he's still a rookie, basically. The number 27 overall pick in 2019. Because he played one game last year, and he's sure. He gets hurt a lot, too. But he does. There's something there. He can be a very good player. On Twitter today, I said he can be a great player. Some people took umbrage with that. Maybe I was being a little nice. Maybe he can't be a great player, but he could be a good player, and he could be a positive for this team. However, he's making a lot of mistakes, and he's hurting the team. I mean, it's just the way it is. It's the truth. You know, Raiders talked about this defense, and their offense was good. Not great, but it was good. They had two long drives in the second half. They only got field goals out of. It's touchdown or bust for this offense because of the defense. Against a good team, field goals aren't going to work. Sorry. So those two long drives got 6 points. That's not good enough. Because you know what the Colts were doing? They were scoring touchdowns. No stinking field goals. Touchdowns. So this offense has to score touchdowns. Field goals aren't going to work against good teams. And you know, in the NFL, in this ridiculous year when there's no fans at most stadiums and few fans at the ones that there are fans, stadiums are allowing some fans, the road team has the advantage for some reason. The road team are winning more than the home team this year. And that's certainly a case for the Raiders. They're 5-2 on the road, and they're 2-4 at home. They got to figure out how to win at that beautiful new stadium. You know, like next year, God willing, we get fans in the stadiums next year. Next year is really going to be the debut of Allegiant Stadium. Because that place is a jewel, and it deserves... It hurts me, and I'm sure it hurts you, to see that thing empty. It hurts me to see every stadium empty. It's just so sad. It sucks. But they got to figure out to win at home. They got two more home games back-to-back. They got the Chargers this Thursday, as we said. And then day after Christmas, Saturday, they have the Miami Dolphins. So if they're going to get into the playoffs, they got to start winning some home games. Win some home games. For golly. But everything the Raiders are supposed to do today to win, they really couldn't get done. And, you know, they had a couple of turnovers. I don't think the Colts had any turnovers. Derek Carr was good. You know, he had the pick six, but, you know, that was on a deflection. And then the interception in the end zone was just a superb play. Actually, they had three turnovers, yeah. So they got to figure that. They still got dumb penalties. You know, I want to see Ruggs more. I'm always on Ruggs. Hey, remember I talked about don't know if I mentioned on their last podcast, but I wrote about it. Foster Moreau, I wanted to see him get more snaps. And he had a 47-yard athletic touchdown today. This kid is good. I mean, he could be a really nice compliment to Darren Waller. So, got to get him going. Gots to. What else we got? I mean, I think, you know, I don't like going long. I say what I say. It was a tough loss. They deserved to lose. Defense is terrible. They got to get better. The playoffs is not over, though. Again, it's not great. But it's not, season's not over yet. But they just got to start winning. They got to start playing good ball. And, you know, take care of the Chargers. Beat the freaking Chargers, who are pretty much a mess. They won today, like I said, but they're pretty much a mess. So go beat the Chargers. But this was a loss. They were not the better team, and the Colts were the better team. The Colts executed better, and they took it to the Raiders. So there you go. 7-6, that's what they are right now. On to the next. We'll be back Tuesday and Wednesday for the preview show. Have fun, have a good night, don't take it too hard. See ya, this is Bill Williamson, this is Silver and Black Prime.